English USA on VOA. Now, lesson 56.
В эфире 56-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы познакомитесь с различной терминологией, употребляемой при обращении, и попрактикуетесь в ее употреблении. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Бизнесмен.
Бизнесмен.
Community.
Община. Жители района. Район.
Neighborhood.
Район.
Neighbor.
Сосед.
Dairy.
Магазин молочных продуктов.
Noise.
Шум.
Nomination.
Выдвижение кандидата.
To nominate.
Выдвигать, предлагать кандидатуру.
Organization.
Организация.
To organize.
Организовать.
Officer.
Должностное лицо.
President.
Президент.
Psychologist.
Психолог.
Responsibility.
Ответственность, обязанность.
Secretary.
Секретарь.
Tourist.
Турист.
Traffic.
Автомобильное движение.
Treasurer.
Казначей.
To agree.
Соглашаться.
To appreciate.
Ценить.
To behave.
Вести себя.
To raise.
Поднимать.
To remember.
Помнить.
To suppose.
Предполагать.
To vote.
Голосовать.
Dirty.
Грязный.
Environmental.
Относящийся к среде обитания.
Informal.
Неофициальный.
Medical.
Медицинский.
Medical doctor.
Врач.
Neat.
Аккуратный. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер приходит на собрание новой организации.
Good evening. Good evening. Thanks for coming this evening. I know you are all busy. I appreciate your coming. I want to introduce everybody here in front. First, I'm Harvey Mountain. I own the Mountain Dairy. On my left is Professor Edith Hill. Professor Hill is a psychologist at the university. Next is Mr. Martin Lerner. Mr. Lerner is a reporter. On my right is Dr. Lewis Sanders. Dr. Sanders is a doctor. I mean, he's a medical doctor. I want to ask Mr. Lerner to tell you why we are here.
Thanks. Let's be informal. Please call me Martin. We are all neighbors. I don't know all of you, but I know some of you. All of us live or work in this neighborhood. Professor Hill, how long have you lived here?
4 years.
Dr. Sanders, how long have you lived here?
12 years. My office is here, too.
That's a long time. Mr. Mountain, how long have you lived in this neighborhood?
Call me Harvey. Remember, we're going to be informal.
Sorry, I forgot, Harvey.
I've lived here 50 years, most of my life.
Thanks. All of us up here, and many of you, have lived in this neighborhood for many years. The neighborhood is different now. It isn't very clean. It is busier. Many tourists come through the neighborhood. There is more traffic, more noise, more pollution. It isn't very clean. We want to clean up the community. We want to start a group to clean up our neighborhood.
That's the city's responsibility.
What did you say, Ms. Johnson?
I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm a teacher. I've lived here for 8 years. I said the city must keep the neighborhood clean. That's the city's responsibility.
The city isn't doing enough.
I agree. We must make them.
That is one thing our organization can do. It can ask the city to help our neighborhood. Do you agree?
I suppose.
Thank you, Cynthia. Harvey, please explain what we want to do.
We want to work together to clean up the neighborhood. We want to start a group. I asked Dr. Sanders, Professor Hill, and Mr. Lerner to help organize the group.
В более официальной обстановке, на собрании, скажем, при первом знакомстве, американцы представляют незнакомых людей, указывая их звание и называя их титулы перед именами. Иногда, представляя незнакомых людей, мы рассказываем об их профессии, о том, какую работу они выполняют. Послушайте.
On my left is Professor Edith Hill. Professor Hill is a psychologist at the university. Next is Mr. Martin Lerner. Mr. Lerner is a reporter. On my right is Dr. Lewis Sanders. Dr. Sanders is a medical doctor.
Если мы представляем человека без профессионального звания, мы употребляем слова «мистер» или «миссис» – замужняя женщина, или «мисс» – незамужняя, или «мисс» при обращении к женщине, если мы не знаем, замужем она или нет, или не хотим подчеркнуть это. Послушайте.
Mr. Lerner is a reporter.
What did you say, Ms. Johnson?
Давайте поупражняемся. Повторяйте за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
This is Mr. Martin Lerner. This is Mr. Martin Lerner.
This is Dr. Lewis Sanders. This is Dr. Lewis Sanders.
This is Mrs. Barbara Markov. This is Mrs. Barbara Markov.
This is Ms. Victoria Smith. This is Ms. Victoria Smith.
Теперь вы попробуйте представить людей, с которыми вы познакомились в этом уроке. Мартин назовет их имена, а вы представьте их, употребляя «this is» плюс их звание и имя. Сначала послушайте, а затем начинайте.
Dr. Lewis Sanders.
This is Dr. Lewis Sanders.
Professor Edith Hill.
Говорите живее. This is Professor Edith Hill.
Mr. Harvey Mountain.
Живее. This is Mr. Harvey Mountain.
Ms. Cynthia Johnson.
This is Ms. Cynthia Johnson.
Okay, okay. Quiet, please.
Жители района, где живет Мартин Лернер, проводят собрание, чтобы договориться о проведении кампании по уборке. Вы попрактикуетесь в представлении разных людей.
Pardon me. What did you say, Ms. Johnson?
Call me Cynthia, please. I said, what will we call the organization?
I don't know. What does everyone think?
Let's call it Community-Led Environmental Action Now.
That's too long.
I like environmental.
We can call it CLEAN. C for community, L for lead, E for environmental, A for action, and N for now.
I don't like CLEAN. Our neighborhood isn't dirty. We don't need to clean it. We need to make it neat.
That could be Needed Environmental Action Today. Neat.
Or maybe Necessary Environmental Action Today. It's still N-E-A-T. Neat.
I like that. Let's vote on that name. Neat. All of those in favor of neat, raise your hand. Good. That's everybody. The organization has a name. Now, let's vote on some officers.
Can you tell us what you do? Professor Hill, what do you do?
I'm Edith Hill. I teach psychology at the university. I also work at the public clinic on the south side of the city.
We need a psychologist. You know how to make people behave.
We need Martin, too. He's a writer. He can write anything we need.
We need Harvey. He's a businessman.
He can pay for it.
Oh, no. I can't pay for it, but I can help.
Dr. Sanders can speak about health and the environment.
Ms. Johnson is a teacher. She can help Martin write things for children in school.
Послушайте, как американцы представляют разных лиц, называя их звания, имена, профессию или выполняемую работу.
This is Mr. Harvey Mountain. He's a businessman. This is Ms. Cynthia Johnson. She's a teacher. This is Professor Edith Hill. She's a psychologist. This is Dr. Lewis Sanders. He's a medical doctor.
Давайте попрактикуемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Биллом и Барбарой во время пауз.
This is Barbara Markov. This is Barbara Markov. She is a producer. She is a producer.
This is Bill Skundrich. This is Bill Skundrich. He is an international disc jockey. He is an international disc jockey.
This is Anna Filipov. This is Anna Filipov. She is a broadcaster. She is a broadcaster.
This is Martin Lerner. This is Martin Lerner. He is a reporter. He is a reporter.
Теперь вы попробуйте представить разных людей, с которыми вы встречались в этом уроке. Мартин назовет их имена, а вы представьте их полностью, со званиями, именами и профессией.
Cynthia Johnson.
Говорите живее. This is Miss Cynthia Johnson. She's a teacher.
Harvey Mountain.
This is Mr. Harvey Mountain. He's a businessman.
Edith Hill.
This is Professor Edith Hill. She's a psychologist.
Louis Sanders.
Javier, this is Dr. Louis Sanders. He's a medical doctor.
Excuse me. Quiet, please. We have a lot of work. We must have officers. Then we must decide what to do next.
I nominate Martin for secretary. He can write.
I nominate Harvey for treasurer. He knows about money.
Martin, can you write these down for us, please? Any more nominations?
We need more. We need a president.
I nominate Edith for president. We need a psychologist for president.
Any more nominations? I think we need more.
That's enough. Let's vote.
Can we do that? We have only one nomination for each officer.
Yes, we only need one.
All right. All in favor of the nominated officers, raise your hands. Good. We now have a name, and we have officers. Edith, you are the new president. You go on.
Thank you. Let's begin with Webster Park. It's very crowded. It's not very clean.
It's not very neat.
It has paper, glass bottles.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Биллом. Существительное. Бизнесмен.
Бизнесмен. Бизнесмен.
Община. Район.
Community. Community.
Молочные продукты.
Dairy products. Dairy products.
Окружающая среда.
Environment. Environment.
Сосед.
Neighbor. Neighbor.
Шум.
Noise. Noise.
Выдвижение кандидатов.
Nomination. Nomination.
Должностное лицо.
Officer. Officer.
Организация.
Organization. Organization.
Президент.
President. President.
Психолог.
Psychologist. Psychologist.
Ответственность, обязанность.
Responsibility. Responsibility.
Секретарь.
Secretary. Secretary.
Турист.
Tourist. Tourist.
Автомобильное движение.
Traffic. Traffic.
Казначей.
Treasurer. Treasurer.
Врач.
Medical doctor. Medical doctor.
Прилагательные. Грязный.
Dirty. Dirty.
Относящийся к среде обитания.
Environmental. Environmental.
Неофициальный, непринужденный.
Informal. Informal.
Медицинский.
Medical. Medical.
Аккуратный.
Neat. Neat.
Глаголы соглашаться.
To agree. To agree.
Ценить.
To appreciate. To appreciate.
Вести себя.
To behave. To behave.
Предлагать, выдвигать кандидатуру.
To nominate. To nominate.
Организовать.
To organize. to organize.
Поднимать.
To raise. To raise.
Помнить.
To remember. To remember.
Предполагать.
To suppose. To suppose.
Голосовать.
To vote. To vote.
Приветствие. Добрый вечер.
Good evening. Good evening.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 56-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь рассказывать о своем возрасте, сообщать свой адрес и адреса разных организаций. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Бутылка.
Bottle.
Мусорные урны.
Trash containers.
Контейнер.
Container.
Мусор, отбросы.
Trash.
Угол.
Corner.
Дама, леди.
Lady.
Дамы.
Ladies.
Петиция.
Petition.
Незнакомый человек.
Stranger.
Приносить, принес.
To bring. Brought.
Мог.
Could.
Мне следует сказать, мне нужно сказать.
I should tell.
Подписать.
To sign.
Рассказывать, рассказал.
To tell, told.
Оставаться.
To stay.
Опасный.
Dangerous.
Где вы родились?
Where were you born?
Не ваше дело.
None of your business.
Наша программа из серии English USA, так говорят в Америке, подошла к концу. Thank you for your time.